me see if I got the picture. You're wearing a t-shirt. You pull a toque out of your man bag and you walk to the office. Okay,
it's not a man bag. It's actually a backpack.
Okay, you said bag. I'm just going with what you said. Yeah.
It's actually a backpack. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Joe, Dr. Energy Piazza.
Rara is in the house. Catherine Asaro Myers.
Welcome back to BU Network Podcast, Conversations Worth Having. On our podcast, you can expect three things. One, the BU guest moment. Two, the BU moment. And three, the BU final moment.
As promised, we are giving you a very special audible on each show. Your job, well, not your job, it's to find it. You know the game Where's Waldo? Well, here we will ask you to listen for that audible. I love what you just said, Dr. Energy.
Oh, yeah? What's that? Yeah. I say a lot of things.
I know you do, and I love everything that you say, but this one really hit home. You said, you can't take the New York out of the girl. Can't do that.
That's true. It's there.
It's there.
And that's good. That's what makes you makes you unapologetically you. Shout out to Impartial Geek.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah. David Foster. I was on a call last night and three of us were from Brooklyn.
Oh, wow. That must have been like old home week going home.
It was amazing. I was like, power, just knowing three of us were from Brooklyn. And then we started talking. We're like, okay, we started talking like Brooklyn girls.
Yeah, that's almost like when we recorded the episode with Tony Lombardo, right? The three of us, right?
Yes,
right?
Exactly. You just go right into it. The mode is right there. I just click right into, yep, that's how I start thinking. That's how I start talking, you know, the way I pronounce the name. And I'm so glad. Thank you so much for assisting me, because if in this episode I say Tanya, as opposed to Tonya, if I start pronouncing that, it's Tanya Thomas. And mm-hmm. I know that intellectually, but my brain just thinks like coffee instead of coffee, you know, buy me a coffee. That's just how it comes out. But it's been 30 something years that I'm here.
That's funny that you mentioned coffee. I remember that's one of my favorite skits on Saturday Night Live, speaking of New York. And when Mike Myers would do his coffee talk, and he would do his his homage to Barbara Streisand. And it's welcome to Coffee Talk.
Oh, I love the way she says things. It comes out. It comes out when I'm talking to my cousins, when it's late at night, if I'm tired, or, you know, I don't know if I get tired. I think I go beyond the tired stage. Yeah,
punchy, right?
Right. Oh, like I like early mornings and late nights. So that doesn't leave very much time for anything else. I'm like, I want to get up early and do this. No, I want to do this late. I'm more creative.
Right.
You know, David looks at me and says, and when do you sleep? I'm like, okay, Friday nights is a great time for me to sleep. He's like, no, every day you have to sleep, not once a week. Yeah. So this episode today with Tanya really hit home, because I loved a lot of the things that she talked about and how she lays it out. Look what she did for us. She doesn't know it, although we told her how our systems and how our processes improved as a result of her showing up. Talk about the power that she has.
It's incredible how, you know, because we talk about things between us about, you know, how to grow our business and how to improve it and, you know, increase value for our audience and everything. And then all of a sudden somebody shows up and says, you know, whatever they say to us, and it's like, oh, that's exactly what we were just talking about. Okay, let's not ignore this and let's jump in, right? And that's how we started doing the live streaming on New Year's Eve, right?
Exactly.
And we've been doing it every Thursday since the beginning of 2021. We haven't missed one.
No.
So it's that jumping in and being willing and open to changing things based on the user experience, so that we can make it a better experience, not only for us, but especially for our audience and our guests. And it just makes the whole process, the whole experience smoother, more enriching, and more value.
Tanya really brought that right up to us. I mean, she talks about scaling it. Tanya gets mm-hmm. right down to it. She's a very sweet lady, but you know that she's laser focused.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what I love about Tanya is she's laser focused. You mean you're talking about scaling
don't,
it?
Don't let that nice, smooth, calm, southern voice fool you. She could lay it down when she needs to.
You heard when I asked her the question about, and she's like, you're talking about scaling it? Yep, that's what I'm talking about.
Let's boom, get right down there. To
it. Yep. Loved it. Love that about her. And I love that I could be myself, and as I usually am, but I really could be myself and felt so relaxed. I love chatting with her on and off.
Wonderful, wonderful lady.
Yes. And for our audience today, well, everyone knows who we are, but I'm sitting in Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada, and it is spring. So when you listen to this, it might be summer, but it is awesome and I'm feeling it.
It's a pretty beautiful day here in Ottawa. It was actually quite chilly yesterday. We had below zero temperatures yesterday, but especially with the wind chill, I actually had to put a toque on walking to the office yesterday.
Chillax yesterday.
Yeah, well, I don't know about chillax. I chilled, a little bit of a chill, because I was only wearing a t-shirt underneath my jacket, so a thin jacket at that. So, it was luckily I happened to have a toque. It's a hat for you, for our American friends.
Yeah, like, what's a toque?
What's a toque? A hat, like a wool cap. And I happen to have one in my bag that I hadn't taken out from a couple weeks ago. And so I was able to keep my head warm.
So let me see if I got the picture. You're wearing a t-shirt. You pull a toque out of your man bag and you walk to the office. Okay,
it's not a man bag. It's actually a backpack.
Okay, you said bag. I'm just going with what you said.
Yeah. It's actually a backpack. It was just a thin, a fall spring jacket, but it's not super insulated or anything like that. So with just a t-shirt underneath, with a sweater on, it's fine. But with just a t-shirt underneath, it's a little, the wind blows up your back a little bit. And
you like that cold, crisp air. Yeah. You really enjoy that. I really don't. Whenever I see something crisp or I feel the crisp air, I think of you, because I know like you're just loving this. And I'm thinking, just please bring the heat out so that I can get to
100 degrees. Find me a cool, shady corner and let me fall asleep for a couple hours until it passes.
Well, you know, before we go back into the episode, I want to tell you, I went to buy makeup the other day. So, you know, shout out to Sephora. I'm shopping around Sephora and we're looking at makeup. And so they say, you know, what's your skin type? And I'm like, forget my skin type. Let me tell you what happens to me in 4 weeks. All these colors don't work. Mm. So I had to go to like super, super bronzy colors, because you talk about being out in the cool, crisp air. When I walk around, as soon as the sun is out, bronzage, like I am a fantastic bronzed whatever flower that blossoms. So I'm so looking forward to, you know, not sunning. I don't want to say I sun, because I don't. I just walk around outside.
But that's part, you know, I'm the same way. Not so much bronze, much more brown than bronze. Mm. And, you know, that's that, you know, Mediterranean heritage coming out, right? We're both from, you know, Sicily. So our heritage is, you know, to be, you know, I'm sure in our families, there's mixed blood from, North Africa and, you know, in ancient times, Phoenicia and Greece and all those places that Sicily is one of the main entry points into greater Europe from Africa. So, there's so many different cultures have passed through and mingled, you know, there's African, there's Ethiopian, there's probably Kenyan, there's probably Jewish, there's probably Phoenician, Egyptian, everything in southern Italy, right?
I mean, sounds like all the restaurants Greek. I like to go out and eat.
Exactly. Greek as well, I'm sure. You know, you go far enough back, Alexandrian, right? I mean, it's interesting. My parents actually did that ancestry thing, and we had a fair chunk of heritage from what is now Turkey. So that whole region.
I'll have to do mine.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I should do mine. Well, there is something I want to get you. Was at a shout out store to Garden City Essentials in St. Catharines the other day, and there's a product that they were out of, but it is an SFP mister. If you don't mist your face, don't mind buy this for you. So you mist your face before you leave the house and you spray on an SFP. So you really don't have to worry about putting something sticky on in case you don't use that. I'm getting this for you and I, so that we can bronzage safely. So when, as soon as that comes out, you're getting,
can I spray it on my hair?
Yeah.
On my head. Cause I'm starting to get a few bald spots there that could use some coverage as well.
Spray it all neck up, all the parts that you just don't put cream on. I was thinking about that the other day. Like when I go out in the sun, how do I protect myself? Because, you know, I had that little skin scare.
Right, that skin tag, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. So I'm thinking about that, and we're going to take care of ourselves. So walking on over, walking outside, walking in the rain and all the sun. And
That whole process of the skin getting darker, the melatonin coming out in the skin, that whole process is actually about protecting you from harmful rays, that the skin gets darker so that it doesn't, that melatonin, the reason it changes colors is actually absorbing some of the rays from the sun so that it doesn't penetrate any deeper into the body.
Well, then I'm set. I'm ready because you know what I look like in a couple of weeks. Like I'm looking forward, but this spring, I really intend to spend a lot of time outside, and I really intend, I don't know if we can podcast outside because with the wind, we're right near the water, but if I could set up something outside, I would love to do that. If the sound quality could be good. I know I have to set up full production when we're recording, but maybe we can do something, you and I, just offline and see what that looks like. Maybe, I want to be outside this year as much as possible.
But the wind is actually easy to deal with. You just need one of those for the microphone. You just need one of those, what do we call them? The dead cat covers for the microphone. They're all fuzzy and furry, so they actually
absorb. You didn't get me one, but you told,
So those, they will take care of the wind. Yeah, that's the one. They'll take care of the wind problem. It's just that the road noise or anything like that. But, you know, having birds chirping in the background, that might be kind of nice.
Let's do that. Let's do that one episode. So right now, let's go on over to Tanya, and then let's talk about how we get some birds chirping and do some nature podcasting.
All right. I'll see you on the other side.
Be you, study.
Be more at ease in your communication so you too can have conversations worth having. What is Be You, Study? A private online room to rehearse impromptu speaking, receive instant feedback and achieve quick results, and feel confident that no one is laughing unless you're telling a joke.
Plug in anytime, anywhere. Study with seasoned pros. Access your customized feedback. Then speak with ease and build amazing relationships. Dr. Energy, I am really excited about today.
Yes, absolutely.
I love that I just got a refresher lesson on not only how to read, but how to speak. What is with me? I'm going to get this right now. I want to introduce our guest, and I'm so excited that she's here. I'm going to break out into a Brooklyn, New York accent. I know that just doing this. Our guest today is Tonya Thomas. Tonya is the founder of Team Delegate, a provider of elite virtual executive assistant support to seasoned executives turned small business owners. Team Delegate's highly trained executive VAs provide comprehensive administrative support that helps time-starved CEOs to double their productivity so they can triple their earnings. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, for sure.
Tonya has been featured in national media, including Entrepreneur and Black Enterprise, and she's been a featured speaker at multiple conferences and on podcasts. And now another one, another podcast to her list. Her company has provided executive virtual assistant support to CEOs for 19 years, Dr. Energy. That's a long time.
That's a very long time.
Helping CEOs grow their teams from one employee to 80. Imagine us with 80 employees.
Get a lot more done, maybe. Well, I don't know. Yeah, hopefully get more done.
Lead multi-million dollar revenue growth and freeing up their time to oversee major expansion projects, mergers, acquisitions, and exits. This is amazing work, completely amazing work. And when we met, Actually, let's talk a little bit about this before we make our other introduction right into the show. We were found. What an honor.
Mm-hmm.
This wonderful woman decided that she wanted to talk to us. And I love that. I want to know what we did right so that we can do it again and again.
Well, maybe Tanya will tell us.
Well, Tanya, why don't you please join us and let us know what are we doing right that we have the honor to speak with you today?
Good. Thanks. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. You guys have an excellent podcast, and just your relaxed and, warm way of doing the interviews is very appealing. And so that's what attracted me to wanting to be on your podcast.
Oh, thank you. Because thank you. We're not afraid to get it wrong.
That is true.
Speaking yours truly, calling names and making up names. What is it with me?
It happens some days.
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. And then we put that out on the internet and like, oh, was that a good day for these people or what were they doing? But we're going to have fun today. We want our guests to really get to know you and know a little bit about, let's do some geography. So what part of the world are you in right now?
I am in the state of Texas. In a suburban town about 30 miles east of downtown Dallas.
Awesome. That's very fantastic. Nice. I haven't been to that city yet. Have you, Jill?
I've been to Dallas. My sister used to live in Dallas in Coppell, actually. So,
yes, I'm familiar with Coppell.
Yes, she lived like very close to the Dallas Cowboys football training site.
Mm-hmm. You know, what I want to say is I'm looking at the content that you put out on your teamdelegate.com website, and it's amazing. Do you write this content?
I do.
Oh, no surprise. It is no surprise that you do this. I love what it says. I just want to read it and then see if you can talk to us about the inspiration. So I'm on teamdelegate.com. Work smarter. Eliminate your administrative overwhelm with the help. Eliminate your administrative overwhelm with the help of a Team Delegate executive virtual assistant. I love this next part. Working with us will help you realize your dream of an organized schedule. We will work with you to help transform you out of overwhelm and into a sense of relief. I take a breath right there, like there's hope. We're the support that you need to free up your focus on supporting your clients and meeting your company's goals. How do you come up with this?
It's just what, we've been doing, what I've been doing for now, like I said, over 19 years. And I know from a virtual assistant side and then also from an owner side, me being the owner of a company, what an owner deals with in terms of having that free space and time to be able to focus their attention in one area that's going to drive the business versus muddling in the administrative side that is important, but doesn't necessarily have to be done by them. And so if it is being done by them, for the most part, it can, stop and bottleneck their growth. So that's our whole goal, is to be able to free up the small business owner, the entrepreneur's time, so that they can do what they love about their business and then have it flourish.
That's so awesome that, that you can identify that, and it really speaks to your niche, right? Like being able to identify and their pain and what they're going through and being able to offer that solution is pretty cool.
And Tanya, I know you have a great story, so I'm going to ask if you're okay with, there are our listeners today that are, or whenever they're listening, thinking, how do I do that? How do I start something new? And what is that like? And tell us a little bit about your journey and how did you decide to become this awesome entrepreneur and start this business? And did you wake up one day and say, here it is, and somebody laid it all out for you? Was there a little bump in the road? Or let's take us down the Tanya road to Team Delegate.
Sure. It started in the 1990s. I became, and then when I talk about it, it makes me feel like I'm older, but it started then. I fell in love with the internet because it was new. So I'm online a lot, and I come across staffing companies. It was a woman that I met, and she ran her own staffing business. And I was just fascinated with that, her running her own business. And so I wanted to do the same, but at the particular time, my husband and I, we were traveling a lot for his work. And so every year and a half, we would have to uproot and move. And so I'm thinking, I'd love to do this staffing company, but if I did it, you know, I would have to stay put somewhere. And so that really wasn't appealing to me to be separated from my husband. So I just kind of tabled that and never, you know, it stayed with me, that entrepreneurial spirit, but I knew I couldn't do anything with it. And when I had my first son in 2000, I'm home on maternity leave, and I come across this training program to become a virtual assistant. And so this is probably, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years later. And I'm reading it and I'm thinking, okay, this is sounding great, because I have an administrative background. You know, I've been working as an administrative assistant and in clerical positions. And then this is remote. So I can do this and move, you know, it'll go with me. It won't matter where we're living. When we have to move, the business will move with me. So I took the training program, started my business. We, by that time we were in, I think, Birmingham, Alabama, and we were there permanently. So it had just worked itself out. So I started the business and tried to get going with it, networking locally, and people would look at me strange when I would tell them that I was a virtual assistant and that, you know, I would provide support for them remotely, and they just, it didn't connect. So in all transparency, after the first 6 months, you know, it really wasn't taking off. And so I had to return to work, which I was so disappointed about. But I was there for 3 years, but I continued to try to do the business on the side. And then 3 years later, the company was bought out and we were all laid off. And so I'm thinking, okay, this is my blessing in disguise. I'm going to be able to do my business full time. So I did, and it flourished. It took off. Fast forward, that time was like 2005. 2009, I'm having this conversation with my then business coach, and she says to me, you know, you really don't have a business. You just have a job that you created for yourself. And I'm thinking, what is she talking about? I do have a business, website, business card, clients. And so I do have a business. And so I didn't give it any more thought. We moved on. Fast forward a few years later, I think it was 2012, 2013, something like that. I'm not as jazzed about what I'm doing. I don't know if I've hit a wall or if I'm burned out. I don't know what it is. But her words come back to me then, and I knew exactly what she meant. And so I decided, after a couple of years, I kind of stayed in that place. And then I decided, well, I don't want to just do something different. I love what I'm, the concept of virtual assistants. I still believe in the power of it and what it can do for businesses. But I don't think I want to be the technician anymore. I want to put myself in the CEO role, the strategic role of just driving the company. So that's when I decided to scale and have a team of assistants that work with me, that work with the clients, and Team Delegate was born out of that.
I love the shift of, I don't want to be the technician anymore, and I want to be the CEO. That's a very powerful statement. So when somebody's listening to us today and they're thinking they have this career, this job, as your coach told you, and then you shifted from, I have a job, to I have a business, that was a great moment. What did you do differently starting from then on in?
Mm-hmm.
Once I decided that I didn't want to be the technician anymore.
Yes.
That was tough, because that transition was even harder too, because at that point she was right. I had a job. So I had clients, and it's like, okay, I want to shift and put myself into this new CEO role, but I have these clients that they're not going to just say be comfortable, and they've been working with me for, you know, 10 plus years, some of them. Now you're going to work with someone else. That wasn't going to work. And then how did I kind of shift myself out of that? So that was the hard part, and that it ended up just kind of working itself out, where clients, one of my longtime clients, unfortunately, passed away. And then some of the others, you know, transitioned out for other reasons as well. They took on, you know, full-time employees and no longer needed, wanted to work, you know, virtually they need somebody full-time. And so then it ended up just working itself out to that's the way it was. And then the slate was clear for me to be able to move forward and with right. the team delegate concept. Right.
Dr. Energy, that's yeah. like firing your clients. And yeah, it's starting over again.
It's awesome. Firing. Exactly. What you were talking about there, Tanya, is really, you know, when we put our full intent out there into the universe, oftentimes we don't need to know the how. We just have to trust or have faith that it's going to work out for the best, for our best purpose. And knowing where it is that we want to go, and then trusting in the process that unfolds.
Exactly. You're exactly right. Because it's like, you know, that was put out there and then everything worked itself out. Maybe, you know, not as fast as I had because that process probably took, you know, over a year, but it eventually did.
Yeah. Cool.
What I really love about your story is it was not your plan, but it was your desire. So your plan was to create a life where you can be at home with your children. And then you realized you wanted to own a company, not be the technician. So I'm highlighting that because I want our guests, our audience, to think about the position that they're in when you're working with clients and you have all this busy work and you have all these hours and you say, I have a business. And then you think about, can I step away from my business? Can I go to an appointment? Can I have lunch with a client? Can I schmooze my clients? I know maybe we're not doing it in person, but do I have that built into it? Can I play golf with my clients so that I can warm them up to me? And if you can't do that, then you don't have a business. You have a job. That's what you're saying, right?
Exactly. Because I could never, you know, if I went on vacation, I had to let everybody know and plan in advance. Anytime I was out of the office, I had to do that. So that's right. It's the same as a job. And when I wasn't working, then, you know, no money was being made. So it's true.
And on top of all of that, it's a different mindset, a different set of behaviors being working the job versus being the visionary, being the founder, the CEO. Like that is a completely different perspective that you have to come from and look at the business and your contacts from.
Right, exactly. And that's the part that I found that I truly love about business. I think I wouldn't change my journey because it helped me. Because sometimes I would think about that. You know, I look at, you know, other companies, I'm thinking, okay, I've been in this industry now this year, 20 years. And I would see other companies that are doing the same model as me, and they have been in it 5 years. I'm thinking, what if I had started doing this, you know, 20 years ago? But I quickly realized, you know, I wouldn't change that because me actually working in the business, in the industry, I've gained a lot of knowledge from that side that helps me now from the strategic point of being in the CEO role and knowing, you know, what the virtual assistant deals with, knowing what they need to know in order to be successful. And that helps too.
Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about the people that choose to be in that industry, but not in the role of CEO. So someone has the talent, they have the interest, they really love doing the work. Like yourself, when you started, they want to be home with their family. So this is the way the world is for them right now. Let's talk about how do they do their job really well? Because you're in both positions, right? You were in that position. You're in the position of the CEO of your company. How does that employee or let's say contracted person, however you want to consider that freelancer, whatever you're going to call that person, unless they are salaried, how do they do the best job knowing what you knew when you were in that position?
Good question, because you know a lot of people think that And you do need to have that administrative, executive assistant, admin assistant background, because it helps to have been in a support role previously before transitioning into, you know, working as a virtual assistant. But so I would say definitely having that, but then also, you know, knowing how to structure your time, how to work remotely, and then, you know, how to be of service to someone who's running their own business versus having worked for someone who was an employee. So all of those things, it takes learning and training to be able to make that transition and shift.
Mm. Thank you for that point of reference. And now I want to ask you, as the CEO of your company, being 20 years in the industry, let's talk about general business advice. What business advice would you give to someone who's going into ownership of something as big as you have done? What are some of the tips that you would give them?
Definitely you're going to, and I want to make sure that you're talking about someone who wants to scale.
Yes.
Okay. Definitely planning. You're definitely having to obviously think differently. So the biggest thing is going to be developing systems and processes, because you'll have to lay out, you know, how is this particular section of the company going to be ran? Who's going to do it? So, you know, you've got to build out that hierarchy, team hierarchy chart, and then definitely know what the system for how this is going to be ran and what are the processes. So that's the biggest thing when it comes to scaling, because of course it's not going to be just you anymore. Mm. And you can have, a lot of times when we're solo entrepreneurs, we just have everything in our head because we're the person doing it, you know, so nobody else needs to know that. But when you get ready to scale, you're going to have to think differently, that now someone else is going to be doing this. So I have to lay out the plan and the structure so they know what to follow.
Joe, that reminds me of when you're doing a presentation, nobody actually knows what you're going to say next, right? So you stand up there and you say what you're going to say and you're like, exactly. Oh, that's not what I meant to say, but nobody knows that. So you just go ahead when you're on your own. Nobody has to know really what the next step is. But exactly. When you have a team and you have an organization, everybody needs to know where they're supposed to be if they're in the funnel, in the process.
Right.
Awesome. Is there something that you would like to reminisce about that was really a great experience during your career so far in the last 20 years? Something that you would say, oh, my career is really defined by this awesome moment?
That's an excellent question. I've had a few. One thing that comes to mind early, and it was early on, when I had the opportunity to be featured in Black Enterprise, that was one of the things that I had written down. Joe, I guess going back to what we were talking about earlier, mm. Put things out there. And yeah. I had made this list of the different magazines that I wanted to be in, and Black Enterprise was one of them. So was Entrepreneur Magazine. But so when I ended up getting to be in that magazine and featured in there like that, that's one of the defining moments. That was exciting for me. And I did actually end up getting a long-term client from that. And he was a fantastic client that having him as a client, he was actually ended up being my mentor. But while working for him, I traveled a lot. You know, he included me a lot in his things, that events that he had for his company. They were based out of New York. So every Christmas time, myself, my family, we got to travel to New York. And so that piece, so being in that magazine and having the opportunity to meet that particular client was a good, that stands out for me in my business.
You can really hear the joy and the passion and the love in your voice when you speak about it. So clearly it was a very important aspect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Tanya, let me ask you about your future, because you've told us, you've taken us down the road of what it was like before and prior to getting into this industry. And now you're here for 20 years. And this is amazing, because this type of experience is something that people want. They want to pay for it too. Like, they're willing to do that. But let's talk about your future and what you see ahead for you. Can we go down that journey a little bit?
Sure.
Thank you.
So what I foresee for me is I'm in the company, me only getting to a specific thing that I enjoy doing in the business, and I'm pretty much there. But then also developing other programs for virtual assistants, and then also for people who have issues delegating. So those other programs, combining them into the company as well, which will allow me the opportunity to do some coaching and consulting in those areas. So those are some of the ways that I'm venturing out with the business as well, because I have Team Delegate, but I also want to have those two facets of the business as well, that to be able to allow me, like I said, to be able to coach and help people in those areas as well.
Thank you. I'd like to plant a seed before we go into what we call the BU final moment. Seed planting time. I'm going to put on my New York farmer hat. With your amazing voice and experience and desire and ability to teach, maybe you too want to have a podcast.
And as you bring that up, Catherine, because I just started one, so it's in the final stages. We're probably about 98% there.
Nice.
Amazing.
Well, you'll have to let us know when it's done, and we can update the show notes so that people can find your podcast as well.
Okay.
Yes. Sign me up for it. Let's go to our BU final moment. So what this is in our podcast, every episode, every show, we go with what's happening at the moment. We go right into the here and now. We like to see what has come up for us energetically, whatever the image is. So if you would share with us, what is your BU final moment?
My BU final moment is realizing and already knowing this, but hearing it here as we talked about it today, the fact that what we is manifestation, you know, what we think and say, that's the driving force for it coming to fruition. And so that I would say that's my BU moment.
Thank you. Very nice. Thank you for that. Dr. Energy.
Yes.
I'm smiling because I'm looking at the picture on our, you know, what I'm
Zoom,
looking at.
When you hide your videos. Yes.
Your picture.
When you stop your video. Sorry, not hide your video.
Yeah. Those glasses are just amazing. Yeah. So I'm looking at you with a smile with these colorful glasses, and just makes my day. What is your BU final moment?
My BU final moment, it's easy for me to say. My BU final moment comes from when Tanya was talking about really putting the intent out there, what she really wanted to create in the world. And what I'm understanding and getting from what you've been saying, Tanya, is that you want to have a wider impact on the world, be able to provide for others what you were able to create for yourself. And you know, as a work, and I think this was possibly part of your realization about working in a job versus having a business, was that we can only meet so many people directly and work with so many people directly. And I have run into this as a chiropractor as well. And this is part of the reason that Catherine and I started this podcast, was to reach more people, because we can only work with so many people at a given time. And this way we can reach more people, and then they can reach others. So that idea of being able to have a radiating circle out, a ripple out into the world, that's my BU final moment. Catherine, what's your BU final moment today?
I'm so glad you asked. Let me take a deep breath. Okay. You never know who's watching. You never know who's listening. Mm. When Tanya decided to reach out to us, That was a great moment for me. So you don't know the impact that you have on others. Usually we don't know.
Right.
So I want to bring this very clear and very bright and vivid, Tanya. It means so much to me that you chose to share your message with us on our podcast, If You Only Knew. So to honor this, I would love for you to feel this energy all the way to Texas from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada, that you truly made my day, girlfriend. You really, really did, for so many reasons. We share so many things. We talked offline behind stage. I want to wish you the best of luck, because you do a small act like, hey, I'm just going to see what this is like. And you don't realize the depth and what change you make. So for me, it was awesome and amazing. And it actually created a new set of systems for us. As your action created a ripple effect, and we have implemented. Yes. Yeah, we've implied it to ourselves, and then we actually implemented it. We went out and we did
actually put it.
It
into action. Yes, we took it out of the creative realm and into the physical realm. Yes,
and this system really makes it so much smoother for those who come after you. And I think that was no coincidence, number one. Yeah. And number two, wouldn't it be like just something that you would do, is help someone create a system without even mentioning it? Your presence is helping us to create a system. I just made up a new word, system, and a process. So my BU final moment is you stepping in and raising your hand, so to speak, and telling us what you want propelled us into the action that we were thinking about. Mm-hmm. And it made us go ahead and do it. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And that's fantastic.
You are our virtual assistant by just being present. You just gave us your whole company, team delegate, just made us stand up at attention and go do a few more things. I want you to know that. So thank you for making an impact on us and for all the guests to follow. I want to thank you so much. And if you want to hang out with us a few more minutes, we'll chat offline.
Sure, that would be fantastic.
Yes. All right. Great. Well, thank you again, Tanya, for being here. And we'll hang out on the other side.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Sharing is caring. Tell your friends about Conversations Worth Having on BU Network. We really appreciate your reviews, and you can do that on Apple Podcasts. Thank you.
For show notes and links, go to www.bu.network/podcasts. Connect with us via our website, www.bu.network, and build a relationship with us. Sign up to receive information, updates, and your free video training at www.bu.network/pro.
We're looking forward to hearing from you, and thank you for being with us. Ciao.
Ciao, baby.